With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's war with Hamas, Ukraine's war with Russia. Tennessee GOP Senator Bill Hagerty tells the Salem Radio Network he's concerned about the Biden administration's ability to handle the increasing number of hotspots around the world.
They seem to mess up everything that they touch. You know that. They seem to solve for what's worse for America at every occasion. And in return, they keep on doing things that are better and better for, you know, our enemies and our adversaries like China.
Hagerty says the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's really going on in the Middle East.
You can't even get this administration to acknowledge the fact that Iran is behind all of this. And if anybody thinks that it isn't Iran's technology, that it isn't their funding, it isn't their know-how that's behind the attack that Hamas has led on Israel by the rockets that are coming out of Hezbollah, do you think the Houthis built those rockets that they're launching? It's Iran, Iran, Iran.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu pushing back against calls from Western allies to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as troops encircled Gaza's largest hospital, which Israel maintains is Hamas's main command post with underground tunnels, and they're using civilians there as human shields. Congressional Republicans increasingly focused on President Biden's brother, Jim Biden.
The latest focus is more than $600,000 that AmeriCorps Health Services, a failed healthcare system, sent to Jim Biden when the company was struggling. Republicans say in 2018, the same day Jim Biden received a $200,000 check, he wrote a personal check to Joe Biden for the same amount. Biden's defenders say it was a loan repayment. When Joe Biden was a private citizen, the head of the House Oversight Committee is also scrutinizing a daisy chain of transactions.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. This is SRN News. How important is abortion to you?
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Interesting side note about the World Series champion Texas Rangers. They're the only major league team that did not host a gay pride night at the ballpark. Team officials say their commitment is to make everyone feel welcome and included in Rangers baseball. Arlington, where the Rangers are based, is one of the more conservative cities in a conservative state, and majority owner Ray Davis is a major donor to Republican campaigns. SRN News. Wintry weather off to a brutal start in Alaska.
Four homeless people have died in the last few days on the streets of Anchorage as a major winter storm dropped very heavy snow on the city. The storm hit with at least 17 inches of snow at the National Weather Service Anchorage office Friday. That is the official recording station. However, totals of 30 inches or more were reported in other parts of the city, especially in higher elevations. Jason Walker reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stops by ABC's This Week, NBC's Meet the Press, and CBS's Face the Nation, while Meet the Press also welcomes Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and GOP National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. Fox News Sunday has GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley, along with Michael Herzog, Israel's ambassador to the United States. More details at srnnews.com.